Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue today to talk about the fear of the Lord and the glory of God, both such important things for us to be able to live in, to walk in, and to experience in our lives. The Holy Spirit wants to give us a taste of both those realities, the fear of the Lord, which is a spiritual gift, and the Holy Spirit's mission to reveal to every human heart the glory and the majesty of Jesus. Before I jump in, I just want to remind you, if you haven't listened to the programs this week, you can go to our website at renewalministries.net. They're archived there. You can listen to them on your computer or download them on whatever device works for you. The quickest way to get to my program, Sister Ann's programs, and all the work that we're doing in Renewal Ministries is to download the Renewal Ministries app. Just go to the App Store, or you could download the Ave Maria app as well. So, and don't forget to order the booklet, Unfailing Promises, not Unfaithful Promises, Unfailing Promises of God. I think it's a very helpful booklet in this time in particular. In times of trial and difficulty like this, brothers and sisters, it's so helpful to remember the promises of God, because you can take those to the bank. The Lord's word is true. Scripture says God is not a man that he should lie, right? And his words are true and faithful, and his words are for each and every one of us who become sons and daughters of God by virtue of our baptism. I want to read a passage from the book of Revelation, chapter 14. It's in the context, remember, the book of Revelation is the word revelation essentially means unveiling. And the first thing that's being unveiled in the book is Jesus, the unveiling of the lordship and majesty of Jesus, that Jesus is king, he's Lord, he's bride, he's bridegroom, of his church. We see his ultimate victory and his reigning in glory and his total authority over all of human history and its destiny. All power and authority, just as he said, it belongs to God. And the book of Revelation is the place that most describes maybe the characteristics of his majesty and that authority. But it's also the book of Revelation. We're taught about the spiritual battle that's going on in the sections in particular of the seven churches and Jesus' perspective of the trials that the seven churches are going through. Those are precious letters to the seven churches that help us see what matters to Jesus in relationship to the churches. That's there. And of course, the picture of, in some ways, the spiritual battle that happens throughout history between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness, between Satan and Christ and his church, and the Lord's final victory over it all. This particular section in 14, it's a picture of Jesus. Jesus is Lord, and he's wearing a crown, and he's got a sickle in his hand, and the harvest is about to happen, and he's going to separate those who are for him and those who are against him. It's a very, very vivid picture. There's a number of angels in these different sections of the book of Revelation that have roles to fulfill, and they, you know, regarding the judgments of God and the rest. In this particular case, there's an angel here in verse 6, reads like this: "Then I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and tongue and people. And he said with a loud voice, 'Fear God and give him glory, for the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heaven and the earth, the sea and the fountains of water.' And then a second angel came, saying, 'Fallen, fallen is Babylon the great, she who made all nations drink of the wine of her impure passion.'" There's other angels that follow. And what it's doing is, why I wanted to underline this first and second one in particular is because it's curious. The angel is saying, before the final return of the Lord, he's going forward and he's sent to declare the eternal gospel. And even though this word that's coming out is sort of at the end of the story, maybe, there's something about Revelation that it's both always present and real and already happening in the world, but it also leads to a final culmination of what's already happening in the world. But what the angel is telling us is the eternal good news. What is the eternal good news? And it's very interesting how he describes it. Fear God and give him glory. It's not Jesus Christ is Lord, or the kind of things that we often hear. Those are the kerygma at the center of things. But what's being communicated here by the angel is that it's a warning to the nations, first of all, of the judgment that's coming, to turn, to repent. It's like John the Baptist, repent, prepare ye the way of the Lord, or Jesus' initial preaching, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand, turn, change. And it's the angel declaring what repentance looks like. And what I mentioned earlier in the week, the gift of the fear of the Lord is at the beginning of the process, the first manifestation of a heart that's being converted. You realize that I'm not God. God is God. I'm not in charge. He's in charge. I didn't create myself. He created me. I don't hold myself in being. He holds me in being. And he's awesome and he's powerful. And I don't want to oppose him. And he's pure and he's holy and I'm not. All those kinds of things begin to come to touch us. And we begin to want to turn away from the habit patterns of sin that we're involved in. We want to begin to give glory to God. What is the glory of God? Man fully alive in Christ. I want to begin to live in a way that acknowledges the life he's made me for. I want to live it in fullness. I want to be what he called me to be. And part of that is I'm a worship creature, and I've been worshiping the wrong thing. I've been worshiping myself, or I've been worshiping money, or I've been worshiping things in this world that is putting secondary, tertiary things in the first place, and they've become the focus of my life and the focus of my heart. And so the angel's calling for repentance and a turning, and calling the earth and all the nations, not just the Jewish people, but all the nations, to worship him who made the heavens and the earth. There's a manifestation of the presence and power of God at work in the angels. You'll see a manifestation later, the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I was thinking of something I read years ago by Father Reginald Lagrange, who's famous spiritual teacher in the history of the church. And he talked about how occasionally the soul within us, we have by God's grace, a vivid experience of the majesty of God, and a holy fear begins to touch us and touches the soul. That's a gift of the Holy Spirit. And I'm sure some of you who are listening have had that experience in your life. And I do believe the Lord wants to help all of us in one way or another experience that. I think one of the ways you see it is at the book, in the very first chapter here, the book of Revelation, when the Apostle John begins with a vision in the first chapter that John has of Christ. And I want to read it to you. He said, I, John, brother, your brother, who share with you in Jesus the tribulation and the kingdom and the patient endurance. This is really good. So here he's a pastor and he's shepherding churches that are being persecuted and life is quite difficult. And he's, I'm sure, praying for them and he's looking for help. He's describing what their experience. He said, I'm your brother and I share with you in Jesus the tribulation. So he's not surprised that he's living through tribulation. The kingdom, that is walking in the kingdom of Christ and making a break from the kingdom of this world, and patient endurance. That's a theme that runs through the whole book of Revelation, because what's needed in tribulation is patience. Don't panic, don't fear, don't run, don't quit, don't give up, don't get scared, don't head for the hills, so to speak, but be patient. Trust the Lord, stay in him, and he will help you endure to pass through whatever tribulations and tests come to our life. These things he permits to purify us, to strengthen our faith, to make us offer ourselves, to lose ourselves, like he, you know, the model he gave us to lose ourselves and to give ourselves to God. And one of the ways it's most profoundly expressed is when we're living through trial, when we could be day and night preoccupied with ourselves, with worrying and trying to secure our safety or whatever it is. So he goes on. He said, I was on the island of Patmos. on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the spirit of the Lord's day, in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, write what you see in a book and send it to the seven churches. So the Lord is hearing the cry of his heart. He's coming to him, and the Lord is helping him see, as shepherd of these seven churches, what the Lord sees. What a precious thing. The Lord is that close. He's that near. And he said then in verse 12, then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me. And on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a long robe and with a golden sash across his chest. His head and his hair were as white as wool, white as snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. And his feet were like burnished bronze refined in the furnace. And his voice was like the sound of many waters. And in his right hand, he held seven stars. From his mouth issued a sharp two-edged sword. And his face was like the sun shining in full strength. And what is John? What happens to John as he sees the Lord? As he, you know, remember the prayer we prayed earlier in the week of Moses, Father, show us your glory. What's happening with John and what the Father's answer for John's prayer and the cry of John's heart for his church, for the trials they're enduring and enduring and the tribulation that they're living through is not a strategy of how to find people of influence to get them out of the tribulation, but it's to reveal the Son. It's to reveal Jesus. Because what John needs is strength. He needs courage. He needs grace to endure. He needs wisdom in this time. So verse 17 said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand upon me, saying, fear not. I'm the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. I have the keys of death and Hades. That sort of echoes what Jesus said in the Gospels, fear God. Whom should you fear, right? Don't fear men, fear God. And what he's experiencing here is a gift of the fear of God. What Father Lagrange is talking about here is a vivid experience of the majesty of the King. And whenever we get even a little glimpse of that, and this is what the judgments of God that are in the earth, that are the shaking of the nations, God has to judge and discipline at times when people forget him and drift away, because that pathway leads to death, and he wants to turn us back. And he begins always with mercy, with a gentle hand and a calling forth. And human beings, we have stubborn hearts and we're stiff-necked and we ignore those things. And his love for us calls us back. So he allows us to experience the consequences and the reality of our own indifference to him and to his commands, and to experience the logic of the life choices we've made as a sign of the judgment. It's the reality of, that's how we experience judgment in many ways. And God does it out of love. And what he wants to do is to shake us and to remember what's of first importance and to know who he is. Jeremiah the prophet at one point writes that God said, I will put my fear in their hearts so they'll never turn from me. But again, it's a healthy fear. It's not a slavish fear. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.